Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, as Joni Mitchell says, in River. And one of the people cutting down trees or growing them and then cutting them down is Bob Schrader from Chestnut Mountain Tree Farm in Hatfield. Longtime UMass employee. What were you doing at UMass?
I worked for Cooperative Extension and the Center for Agriculture, Food, and the Environment at UMass for over 35 years.
So you decided you didn't want to die as a UMass employee, so instead of buying the farm, you bought a farm.
Correct.
A Christmas tree farm.
Correct. I worked on a farm when I was a kid, high school and college in Connecticut. Uh-huh. Dairy farm at that point, and I always enjoyed being outdoors. So I thought that looking for a farm in retirement was something I wanted to do. And fortunately, I found this place in 2010, located in North Hatfield, and went from there and purchased it. The property was formerly a Christmas tree site. So there were literally thousands of Christmas trees present that were overgrown because they really hadn't been cared for in about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
So the business model for the last 5 or 6 years has been to grow my own trees, sell the tops and greens of the existing trees, and to purchase as needed wholesale trees from a grower in Windsor, Massachusetts. So if you want a tree that's over 6 feet tall and under 12 feet tall, our selection is really limited to those trees on our property.
Yeah.
A normal size 7 or 8 foot tree we have purchased from a grower in Windsor, Mass.
Got it. So if you need a gigantic tree, right, you have an overstock of gigantic trees.
So everybody with cathedral ceiling.
You need to go to Chestnut Mountain Tree Farm.
Don't worry. They already know.
So how long does it take to make that movement away from having to bring in wholesale trees to sell to you being able to grow every Christmas tree that you're selling on the property?
In general, 7 to 9 years. Uh-huh. We've been growing trees for 6 years, and those trees are 6 feet tall. At that stage, they'll grow about a foot a year. 2 years from now, we should have all our own trees, and it'll be truly a choose and cut operation completely at our farm, which will be nice.
And how did you do during the drought this year?
The existing trees did okay. The transplants, and we plant approximately 3,000 trees a year,
whoa,
took a hit for sure. Normally, we would lose about 5% of the trees just from the normal stress of transplant. We lost probably 20 to 25% this year. So looking ahead, I have to figure out a way to be able to irrigate.
You know, this is your retirement, so there's maybe a little bit of less risk in this as if this were going to be your career. But the turnover rate for trees is, to me, it's always mind-blowing that people would take on this endeavor, because I buy exactly one tree a year. I'm definitely never buying more than one tree a year. And some people, like my parents who bought trees for many years, now have a metal tree, like the people in the Charlie Brown's Christmas special.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
It's economically beneficial to do this, though, even though it takes 7 or 8 years for what you plant to be something somebody's going to buy?
That is a good question. About 20% of people in the United States, and I would expect that's also Massachusetts, buy real trees.
Yeah.
That real tree, the cost is approximately $40. You have me as a grower of Christmas trees have a 7 to 9 year investment in growing that tree,
right,
which takes a fair amount of work. You don't just plant it and come back in 9 years, yeah, and sell it for
$40.
We'll
wait for Santa's elves to water it.
Exactly. I'm waiting for them to get there. But it is a business model, and many of the growers in Massachusetts, and I would put myself in the same position, are part-time. That's why, for the most part, if you look at a Christmas tree, particularly a choose and cut Christmas tree farm this time of the year, they're only open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
There's really not enough business to warrant being open through the week. Most people are part-time.
What kind of trees are you planting, and what are you liking, and what are people liking?
We grow pretty much all firs. Canaan fir, Fraser fir, balsam fir. Fraser fir and balsam fir are the most popular. Fraser fir has taken on increased popularity in recent years
because of the television show Fraser.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
It's actually because the Fraser fir retains its needles longer and the branch structure is a little stronger, supporting heavy ornaments.
Right.
However, the balsam fir is more traditional and has that Christmas smell that you associate with Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Canaan fir is a cross between the two. In recent years, pretty much the entire Christmas tree industry has gone over to firs. As you can imagine, most people don't necessarily know the type of tree they want.
Right.
Their comment would be, well, I don't want one that's prickly. And of course, that means that in past years, they've bought a spruce, and it's a little prickly.
Many people probably are not aware how many farmers actually manage forest land. Can you talk a little bit? You have 130 acres. Like, explain to us how much of that, how do you manage that land?
Well, in addition to Christmas trees, we produce hay and firewood. We have approximately, of the 130 acres, about 55 acres of forest land, about 30 to 5 acres of hay land, and the remainder is in Christmas trees. So we stay busy through the year, although Christmas trees clearly is the most demanding product.
And do you have any left as we're so close to Christmas?
Bunch of them, over 15 feet tall.
It's interesting. I get calls from people to say, well, do you have any trees left? And I have to answer that with what type of tree are you looking for?
Because not one of those prickly ones.
Not a prickly one. But also, if you're looking for a tree 6 feet tall or less, we have thousands to choose from. If you're looking for a tree in the 6 to 8 foot range, we have a much more limited.
Unless you are willing to wait until next Christmas, and then we will be all set.
That sounds good.
Or maybe the Christmas after. Definitely all set by then.
Absolutely.
Bob Schrader from Chestnut Mountain Tree Farm. Do they used to have chestnut trees there? Is that why?
Well, it's located on Chestnut Mountain. Some people might think that a mountain in Hatfield is a little bit of an oxymoron.
I would say.
But it's not. You have to come visit. We're in the extreme northwest section of Hatfield, and it is located on Chestnut Mountain.
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down